Well, we're on the telephone with a couple of individuals from Farmers Business Network, and we're talking with Charles Barron, who is the co-founder and vice president of product for Farmers Business Network, and also Matt Meisner, who is the head of analytics and data science for Farmers Business Network. And I wanted to visit with you guys about a report that you put out called the Voice of the Farmer Report, and basically talking about how farmers are feeling right now about some of the issues out there. And I see some of the topics you talked about, of course, farm profits under pressure, ag industry consolidation, farm consolidation, healthcare, and also technology. Charles, first of all, let me ask you, what kind of jumped out at you in this report, if anything?
Well, great to be with you, Ken. Farmers Business Network is we're a network of thousands of farms all across the country, and we help our members analyze their data from their farm and also do business on their farm in new ways. And as part of our analytics, we analyze trends in the industry, the products that farmers are using, which seeds could be working better on their fields, all crowdsourced from farmers themselves. And so what we wanted to do with Voice of the Farmer was, sort of look at the story behind the data in our system that we were seeing and talk to dozens of our farmers about the, what they were viewing as the main issues, and then take a look with the millions of acres of data that we have in FBN as to what kind of trends did we see. And there were a number of things that jumped out. Really one of the most important stories I think we looked at here was the impact of consolidation. A lot of farmers, are very uncertain as to what consolidation is going to mean, consolidation from manufacturers or retailers, and what that's actually going to mean to their bottom line and their future viability. And so by analyzing pricing data as well as yield data, we were able to start looking at trends that we see in the seed and chemical markets as far as what happens as companies get bigger and what are the impacts for farmers. And one of the striking things that the data called out was that, smaller companies, companies with smaller market share, tend to have lower prices in the marketplace. They have slightly lower yields for the seed companies, and that those yields do increase as companies increase in size. So larger companies do have, companies with higher market share do tend to have better performing products. But past a certain point, maybe about 10% market share, there's very minimal gains, that come from that company getting that much larger. So in essence, a company having 10% market share versus having 30% market share may only be worth, a few bushels an acre difference, but it can actually be an enormous difference in terms of the prices that farmers then pay. And so the two big trends we saw was that, number one, the yield gains that came from companies getting larger didn't accelerate as quickly as the price increases that also came with companies getting larger. And the data there was very clear in both the seed and chemical industry, where we basically saw that as companies got beyond, basically a 1% market share point, their prices started to rise pretty dramatically. And it's kind of the opposite of what you might expect. You might expect that larger companies, because of economies of scale, would be able to have lower prices for farmers. And what we saw was actually kind of the opposite, which is that as companies gained market share, their prices that they were able to command were higher relatively to smaller companies in the market. And so what does that mean for farmers? With all the consolidation that's going on in both the input manufacturer and retail world, both in seed and chemical as well as in fertilizer, the data to us was very clear that higher prices tend to follow this kind of industry consolidation.
Yeah, and with these three big mergers that we're looking at in the seed and chemical industries right now, seems like most farmers we talk to are pretty concerned about just where the industry is going here.
Yeah, that's right. I think competition is really vital for keeping prices down. It's also vital for bringing new products to market. We saw some very interesting things there as well, because consolidation not only is taking place in the industry, but Of course, farms are consolidating. Many farms are, coming up with transition plans, and some farms don't have transition plans. And what that's changing is the nature and structure of farms themselves. And what we saw is that those larger and larger farms, as farms got bigger, they tended to buy a little differently. They saved money. They definitely got economies of scale from their size. But their yields also went down because it's simply harder to optimize each field when you're managing, 10,000 acres as opposed to managing 1,000 acres or 2,000 acres. So it's not that larger farms don't want to yield more, but it's just the task is simply that much harder. And so when you look at that, when you look at the trend of what's happening in farm consolidation as farms get larger, and then that larger farms also tend to buy differently, buy from fewer brands, and then with the consolidation that's taking place, all of that, is a concerning trend in terms of how much competition is going to be in the market for farmers' businesses. And that was for us, of all the data points that we looked at, among the most concerning trends.
I noted here you also mentioned larger farms also realize lower yields per acre as it becomes harder to optimize each individual field.
Yeah, that's right. That tends to be a pretty consistent data trend across our set. And I should, add, this is all based on millions of acres of yield and price data that's been analyzed and added by real-world farms who are part of the FBN network. And then we can analyze all the precision yield files as well as price data to look at these kind of trends and try and interpret what they mean for farms. So farms naturally, want to increase in size to benefit, those economies of scale and also, focus on growth opportunities when land becomes available in their area. But that means a change in the management practice as they manage their farms slightly differently. So we do see overall lower yields as farms get larger, but of course their costs go down as well. They're able to get much better purchasing prices. They have more purchasing power in seed and chemical, so it's a trade-off and it's a change that a farm goes through as they increase.
And Matt, is there anything that you'd like to add to that?
Okay, yeah. So For larger farms, there's definitely a few trends we observe. One of the first trends is a slight decrease in yield as farms become really large. And one of the reasons we suspect this might be going on is that as farms become really, really large, and we're talking about, more than 3, 5, or 10,000 acres roughly, is when we start to see a detectable change in yield that seems to be attributable only to farm size, is likely due to the fact that simply at that scale, you don't have the time and the resources to manage, all of your acres with the same level of detail that you might be able to if you only have 1 or 2,000 acres. Roughly over 3,000 acres is a rough estimate of where, on average, we start to see a bit of a yield decrease in corn that tends to be associated with enterprise size. At the same time, one of the very, very strong patterns in pricing, both for chemicals and for seed, is that larger farms get better prices. They get significant discounts on seed purchases and significant discounts on chem purchases. And, exactly where that trade-off is optimized is certainly going to depend on your region and your prices that you're getting. But probably for pricing, we see a more consistent trend where farms get better prices as soon as they start getting bigger, whereas for yield, it seems like it's after a certain point where we actually start to see a notable yield decline. So exactly which combination is most profitable certainly will depend on each individual operation and their costs.
Well, Charles, let's talk about technology, which you also touch on in this report. And it's interesting. I think there's kind of mixed feelings right now about technology, and part of that, of course, due to the fact that farm incomes are down. Farmers, though, really questioning the true return on investment of these technologies, right?
Yeah, I think that's a general trend, you know, and technology, not just meaning, you know, precision technology, but everything, traits, you know, new products being introduced into market, and seed and chemical, fertilizer technology as well. It's just that, you know, when prices are low, everything needs a new level of scrutiny. And every dollar that a farm is spending has to really be looked at and thought about and carefully managed. And so a lot of farmers in FBN were commenting that, you know, they're very heavily questioning the value of traits right now, because with an uncertain payoff, they can realize a near-term savings on seed cost that's very real and material right now. So I think even a lot of technologies which have been, there's been a lot of conventional wisdom around, are getting a second look as farmers really optimize every dollar they're spending. And then certainly in newer technologies, whether those are, you know, drones or other advanced, you know, data technologies, you know, farmers are really, really, really focused on how is this actually going to pay off on my farm? And that's kind of the responsibility and the onus of every technology provider, is to make sure that they're delivering real material ROI and savings or added income back to farmers. And I think there's, you know, where there's that level of skepticism, there's also an enormous amount of optimism from farmers. You know, I think one of the most interesting things when you look at all the data, not only some of the concerning trends around consolidation and prices and farm income, but there's an unusually high amount of actual optimism among farmers at the moment as well. Due to, you know, future outlooks on the political climate, or you know, renewed sense of confidence based on, you know, new technologies they might be adopting. So I think there's, you know, there's a real mix of kind of hope as well as you know, as well as some uncertainty here. But on the technology side, there are a lot of new technologies which farmers are very bullish on, certainly in precision and data analytics, and using that to help them level some of the effects that were negative that we found in the market, you know, find better prices, use networks to get price transparency, find better seeds as well. You know, so that's really been one of the silver linings that we saw in the data and through all our conversations.
Charles, if somebody would like to see this report in detail, can they get access to it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's available. It can be found on the FBN blog, so at Farmers Business Network. There's a button called blog, and you click that, and or just Google the Voice of the Farmer report. It's a full 72-page report with all the market information and market dynamics that we've observed, as well as dozens of quotes from FBN members around the country.